Blog Talk Radio.
God. Yes, mighty is our God. I praise his name. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are the Family Church of Jesus Christ International, coming to you from a live around the world, God's beautiful world. I am thankful for you today. This is the one and only Apostle Reverend Robin Tavish. And remember, as I say, you are the one and only. God made you for this season, this year, this time, this moment. Let him direct your life. Turn it over to him. Trust me, his plan's better than any man's plan. Well, let's open in prayer. Father, thank you. We praise you. We thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you that we have air in our lungs, Lord, that we have food. Lord, bless those that are lacking today, whether it be finances, health, anything in their life. Lord, that you are the great shepherd we shall not want. Thank you, Lord, that you never leave us. Your love never fails us. In Jesus' name we pray, Father. Amen. Again, thank you for joining the Family Church of Jesus Christ. If you haven't signed up yet for the college, it's not too late. Go to our website. You can even see there the things that the Lord has called us to do. And it is thefamilyjesuschrist.com. You can register for the college. The college is free. I just like to know who's listening, who's observing the Word of God. It's a two-year course. If you would like to become a part of the Family Church of Jesus Christ ministry, we will see your commitment, look at your dedication, your life before the Lord. And if you want to be ordained, we would be honored. But today, I want to share with you a word. And it's going to be about exhortation and prayer. Being an encourager. You know, encouragement is more than just building others up with your words. It's helping them to find the courage, to lift them, to move ahead in a positive direction. You know, when God opens our eyes to someone who's discouraged or disappointed or just needs comfort, ask the Father for that wisdom to know the best words and maybe action to share. Then let God's love be an encouragement of your heart to reach out in confidence and kindness, meekness, humility to help one another. Someone might be just feeling worthless. No one cares. Encourage them that God's love will never leave them. God will never leave them. Whatever you do or say, remember, it's all God's love. The power working through us to them that ultimately helps another person, not your own superior counseling of abilities. Trust me. Always the foolishness of God confounds the wise. Just the simple. As my husband, Pastor Gibran, always shares, just the practical word of God that you can apply in your life to others. When God uses you in the lives of others, always thank him for the privilege of being an encourager, an exalter. Always allow encouragement to inspire and fuel your soul like oxygen into your lungs. I want us to turn to 2 Thessalonians. That's after Galatians and Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. 2 Thessalonians, verses 13 through 6 or 17. 2 Thessalonians, chapter, 1, chapter, no, excuse me, chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 13. And here, I want these words to go to you from me, from the Word of God. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, yes, brother, for you, sister, for you, pastor, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification, setting you apart of the spirit and belief of the truth. Jesus is the truth. I am thanking God for you. He chose you from the beginning. Verse 14, whereunto he called you by our gospel to obtain, to the obtaining of the glory of the Lord of Jesus Christ, to be a partaker, that means. He called you to obtain his glory. Oh, hallelujah. The kavod, the glory of God. He called you to obtain, to be a partaker of the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand down. Just get up. Pray and praise the Lord. Worship him. Where is depression and sadness and loneliness going to get you? Kick it off. Let God's joy and fruit of the Spirit overtake you. Stand fast. I encourage you. I exhort you right now. And hold the traditions which we have been taught, whether by word or epistle, by the word of God, by our encouragement here. We are for you. Let us hear from you. We will pray for you. God is with you. And now this is my prayer for you today as we are close to ending here. This is the prayer that I pray. Verse 16, we're in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 16. Pray this with me. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which have loved us and have given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort comfort, encourage your hearts, and establish you in every good word and work. Did you hear it? That gives us everlasting consolation, that comfort, that peace, that protection, that encouragement. Let the Holy Spirit of God, the great comforter, as St. John states in 14 and 15 and 16, read those chapters. Let the Holy Spirit right now comfort you in every good word and work. In verse 3, in chapter 3 of 2 Thessalonians says, Paul is going on and encouraging, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. God keeps me. He will keep you. The Greek panaros means keep you, nurture you, keep you from evil, hardships, disease, establish, strengthen, keep to guard. God, let God do this for you today. I want to jump over to verse 16 in chapter 3 of 2 Thessalonians. Now, the Lord of peace himself, Jesus, the Prince of peace himself, give you peace always. Stay in it. Stay fast. Stay in his peace always. By all means, the Lord be with you all. Let's read it one more time in verse 16, chapter 3, 2 Thessalonians. Now the Lord of peace, he is the Lord of peace himself. Do you feel Jesus? Sense and know his presence. Let the Spirit of God bear witness with your spirit. You are complete. You are whole. I exhort you. I encourage you. You can do it. God is faithful, who has called you. He has called you. He has called you for this season and this work. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always. By all means, the Lord be with you all. That is our prayer for you. Whether you are in Alaska, China, Japan, Uganda, Congo, Pakistan, India, the United States of America, no matter if you're in the desert, in the ocean, no matter where you are, I lift you right now. I encourage you. Let the Lord of peace himself comfort you always, by all means. Turn your life over to him. Be encouraged today. This is Apostle Reverend Robin Tabish saying, come on. We can do this together as the body of Christ. Rejoice, rejoice this day. Turn this loneliness, depression, and unworthiness around unto God. Take your birthright as a child of God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Until Monday, let me hear from you. God bless you. Mighty is our God, our praise your name.